The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. It is Sunday's edition of the podcast for you, with racing coming from Ascot, Pontefract and Carlisle. Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mark Slater are in the studio with you. But in the meantime, I'm joined on the podcast by Craig Forsyth. How are you today, Craig?
Yeah, grand. All well, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to good action on Sunday. Really good action for a Sunday. It's usually very moderate affairs, yeah. But three good cards at Carlisle, Pontefract and Ascot, so a lot to look forward to.
And we've got Glorious Goodwood to look forward to in the week, of course. Anything caught your eye?
Yeah, I haven't had an in-depth look as yet. You know, the handicaps are always difficult to win, so we'll see how the final decks come out for the handicaps. But in terms of the two-year-olds, I was very impressed with Ivywood winning the July Stakes. For me, that was the juvenile performance of the season so far. I think it bet at anything we've seen at Royal Ascot, even, you know, marginally finished. I've got to finishing ahead of the Wow Signal on times, and I think it was a really, really good performance. A horse that was ridden for speed on debut at Sandown and quickened impressively, but broke at the July meeting and made the pace and galloped his rivals into the ground and quickened off his own fast pace at the end of the race was very, very impressive. He will take all the beating in the Richmond Stakes on Thursday. He would be a banker. I don't know what price he's going to be, to be honest. He'll be a short price, I would imagine. But for the well-capable Hannon Hughes combination, he's the one that should take all the beating in that two-year-old race. And obviously, all eyes will be on Toronado and Kingman. Should be a great rematch, but you know Kingman is a freak. He's going to be very, very difficult to beat. But looking forward to seeing the race. It's a great meeting. Kicks off on Wednesday. Really looking forward to it. Hope the sun stays out and its conditions remain on the far side for some good action.
Yeah, absolutely. And with regards to that race, do you fancy Kingman to get his head in front again?
Yeah, I do. I think Kingman's going to... He's just improving all the time. He's performances of late have been exceptional, and I don't think there's a three-year-old capable of beating him at a mile. He is the best we have at the moment. He's going to be very, very difficult to beat.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to look past Kingman in that one. We'll move ahead then to some of Sunday's action. Craig's picked out three races to look forward to on Sunday, two from Ascot and one from Pontefract. The first one that we'll come to is the 305 from Ascot. This is a Class 2 handicap, this one, 1 mile, 4 furlong the trip. Who's caught your eye on this one, Craig?
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be a lot dependent upon if there's any more rainfalls between now and the time of this race, because I believe there's some heavy showers forecast after racing on Saturday into Sunday morning. So as long as the ground stays just on the soft side of good, then that is likely to suit Palisator, who was very, very unlucky on his comeback run in the Old Newton Cup, finished second on that occasion. He's a big son of Motivator, big stride, long striding type. He's gone up £2 for that run. You know, he's a type that hasn't finished improving yet, even though he's a 5-year-old now. And he's the one, you know, that is going to take a lot of beating in this race. But there's a horse here that will start a much bigger price than he should, and his Ascot form is very, very good. Fat Soto, who's 2 from 3 at the track. Yeah, he hasn't had things go his own way. He was a non-runner on a couple of occasions earlier in the season, and then he made a late comeback. And also in the Old Newton Cup, he finished well back on that occasion, eventually coming home 12. But he's likely to build on that with the run under his belt. The handicap has cut him some slack. He's dropped him £4 to a mark of 99. And because he goes so well at this track, I think he'll start a much bigger price, and he's worth a saver. He'll be double figures here, Fatsota, and there's a lot that I think you could easily pass over. The likes of Retirement Plan, who looked a real exciting three-year-old last year but was bitterly disappointing on his return at Thirsk. Glenard has looked awkward. There's a couple of three-year-olds in the race getting the weight allowance, but they don't really look up to it in terms of quality. So I think, you know, I would be backing two against the field here. Palliser obviously is the form horse with that second, but I think at a bigger price, it's also worth taking a small chance on Fatsoto to bounce back at his beloved Ascot.
Okay, then, fair enough. Palliser, the main selection for Craig, then the top weight in this race for Sir Mark Prescott, and a little bit of each way value in Fatsoto as well. The next race that we're going to come to is the 3:30 from Pontefract. This one, a class 4 handicap, just over 1 mile, 2 furlong the trip. What are your thoughts on this one, Craig?
Yeah, it's a good race. Quite competitive. My first reaction when looking at the race, and Shurano of David O'Mara, is that how we pronounce that one?
I am terrible with pronouncing it. So
anyway, I think this horse will start a much shorter price than he should, simply because, you know, I think everybody's seen how unlucky he was at Ripon. Fast finishing second over a mile, and he's stepping back up in trip. His previous run was at York over these 10 furlongs, but Daniel Tudhope, I thought, made far too much use of him on that occasion. He was a spent force in the closing stages. Bishop's Cashel was travelling all over him and came home strongly. So he definitely did too much running too soon in that race. He is interesting, but on the back of that unlucky run where everybody's seen it, I think he's sure to start very, very short here. And stall 11, as we've seen at Pontefract, it isn't an ideal draw over 10 furlongs. It's all, you know, nearly always turning up that hill. And there's been a real big draw bias towards low-drawn horses this year at Pontefract. So I think he's one that could set some value in the market here.
Fair enough then. Sean Orr in that one. Just, I mean, you touched on it there about the draw. Just how important is the draw at Ponty? Because it's been catching a few horses out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, the ground conditions, they've never really had out-and-out fast ground for many meetings this year. It started off like a bog-like conditions early season, and it never really recovered. I think they had a couple of meetings where it was half-decent ground, and of course, the last meeting we've seen, the heavens opened and there was thunderstorms all day. The ground at the moment, although, you know, hopefully we're going to get proper fast ground on Sunday at Pontefract, has been tilted a huge bias towards low-drawn horses. And the horse I like in this race is Good Speech, who's drawn in stall 5. I think he's the one that could be the value. As I said, the David O'Mara horse is likely to create some value in the market because he'll be put in too short a price. And I think that could open the doors for Good Speech, who hasn't shown a lot in two runs at York and Doncaster, but was well-backed ahead of an intended third start at Ripon. But he played up before the stalls and was a very late withdrawal on that occasion. I think the handicap has given this horse a real good chance dropping to a mark of 70. And if you look back to you know, some of his form round last August time, he looks a very well-handicapped horse. And I think I would be with Good Speech each way here in the 3:30.
Oh, fair enough. Good Speech, the selection in the 3:30 at Pontefract for Craig. We'll move on now then to the last race on our podcast today, which is the 4:15 from Ascot. Class 3 handicap this one, 1 mile, 2 furlong the trip. 6 runners down to go to post, then a couple of unbeaten horses in the race. Craig, where are you looking?
Yeah, it's a real good race. 6 runners, we've got 4 horses coming here off the back of good wins last time. Looking forward to this one. The horse I like is Agent Murphy. I don't think the Brian Meehan has got to the bottom of this horse. He's a real big son of Cape Cross. He looks a big out-and-out galloper. And I think he's the type of horse that is just likely to do enough and stay ahead of the handicapper for some time yet. He beat Torchlighter on his last start at Sandown, who's subsequently won at Windsor and then won that nice handicap at the July meeting. He's now rated 99, £17 higher than when Agent Murphy beat him. So the form is working out well. Lawyer, who finished 7th in that race, has also came out and won. So Agent Murphy, he's gone up to a mark of 89, a rise of £5. But like I said, he's won both races by a head. He won his maiden at Bath by a head, and he won at Sandown by that very small margin. So he's the type for me that is likely to remain ahead of the handicapper for some time. He's got tough opposition to beat, the likes of Red Kirk, who was impressive winning a maiden at Yarmouth. But I think off a mark of 88, I think he's been put in high enough for his handicap debut. Raise Your Glass absolutely ran away with a Sandown handicap on his last start, winning by 6 lengths. He's gone up £10. I think that could be the stumbling block. And I think the biggest danger is likely to come from Sir Michael Stoud's Good Value, who on penultimate start ran in a very hot race on the Polytrack at Kempton, won by Arab Dawn. And then finished back on turf at Ascot, finished 6th, which was a good run in a race that I think the form will work out very well. We've seen Made in Rio, who finished 3rd in the race, come out yesterday and absolutely run away with a handicap back up in trip. So that was a good piece of form from Good Value back to turf. He's likely to be the biggest danger with Ryan Moore up, but I'm going to take a chance here with Agent Murphy, who I still think has a little bit in hand off a mark of 89.
Okay, fair enough. Agent Murphy is the selection for Craig in that one, backing him to follow up on victories at Bath and Sandown in a very good looking handicap for the 4:15 at Ascot. If you could just walk us through one more time, please, Craig, your selections for Sunday's racing.
Yeah, we'll go back to Ascot, the 3:05, which is a mile and a half handicap. The main bet is Palace Ator, but at least save your stakes with Fatsoto, who returns to Ascot off a decent looking mark. And then across to Pontefract for their 3:30. The horse we like here is Tom Tate's Good Speech. And then finally back to Ascot for the 4:15, the top weight Agent Murphy to complete the hat-trick.
Excellent. There we go then. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing podcast from William Hill. Remember, you can catch all the racing at William Hill's Racing Radio. Racing from Ascot, Pontefract and Carlisle to look forward to. Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse Jones and Mark Slater in the studio. In the meantime, I've been Sam Norris. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Craig, and good luck with your selections.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.